Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Norman Sportsline program. As promised, the head coach of the Hatnut Kings boys basketball team, Donnie Dyke, joins us. And Donnie, good to have you back in the studio today.
How are you, Rob? Great to be here, bud.
Fantastic. I think the last time I saw you, I don't think you were all dolled up for summertime like you are now.
No, not so much. The sun's come out and the shorts come out, so.
Now, listen, you're here to talk about basketball. First and foremost, before we get going about your big basketball camp coming up, I know I talked to you briefly after you, but I thought we'd bring it up again, you know, for people that might not have been listening that day.
Mm-hmm.
Great year for the Hatnut King boys team.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you certainly had some very good athletes to work with. I understand that.
We certainly did. A great bunch of kids. As I said last time that I was on, it started 2 years ago with this bunch, basically. End of the season, fourth place in the province of Manitoba. Had a great showing at provincials. Players that have played on the team are actually looking to play post-secondary ball come September. So it was a great year, and looking forward to another great season next year.
Not to take anything away from your players, but you yourself had a good year as well. You got chosen to coach in that all-star game, and I'm sure that must have came at a complete surprise.
It certainly was. It was a great honor, and it was quite a joy to coach a team where you all you had to do was basically sit on the bench and be the gatekeeper to let the boys come in and out. It was fabulous.
Is that a highlight of your coaching career so far?
Most definitely. Most definitely. It was quite an honor, and it was great to have one of our local players, Sam Kinsley, down there as well. He actually won player of the game that game, and we had the provincial awards banquet after the All-Star game, and Sam was awarded with numerous scholarships and awards, and it was a great day.
And the one thing about Sam is, I'm sure people know that do follow local sports here in our community, great athlete all the way around.
Unbelievable. You could put a tennis ball in his hand and he'd be phenomenal at it. He's just a pure athlete who picks up any sport that you throw at him.
You know, one thing that you and I have touched on, Don, in the various interviews that we've done, anytime you have success, it creates interest. And that's basically what we're going to talk about here today.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting together a basketball camp. You got lots of great local people to help you out. But I would have to think the way that this team has done well, not just this year, but the past several years, has probably filtered down for the interest you're going to get for this thing.
It certainly has, and that's exactly what's happened, Rob. The success that we've had as a team over the last couple of years has filtered down through the grade sixes, sevens, and eights into grade nine. There's lots of chatter and talk around the community about kids wanting to play basketball when they get to Hatnut and Creighton High School. And it's been nothing but phenomenal, and we're hoping that this camp this summer will just give the kids more of an opportunity to get involved in the sport.
Now, you and I were talking before we went to air, and my understanding is you have one camp for the boys, one camp for the girls?
We do. The camp for the boys is the August the 16th weekend, runs the 16th, 17th, and 18th. The girls is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Okay, and where's this taking place?
Taking place at Hatnut. The school division's been good enough to give us the use of the facility for those 2 weekends. They've been nothing but supportive in everything that I've tried to do over the last couple of years, which is greatly appreciated. Coaches at the camp, there will be myself, Tony Tixon, who coaches the senior girls team at Hatnut, Ian Clark, who coaches the senior boys at Creighton, and Dale Ride, who coaches the JV boys at Hatnut, along with Ryan Tremblay, who's a phys ed teacher at Creighton. He'll also be helping. Neil Campbell, my assistant coach, and Chad Tixon, who is Tony's assistant coach.
So everybody who's the who of the local basketball coaching scene is involved. That must be exciting.
It's great. And actually, a few of the boys that I've had play over the last couple of years are also going to be helping out. J.J. Nash, who spent the last season playing in the Alberta small college circuit at Grand Prairie, he'll be there to help. And a few of my other players also.
That's a pretty good player for the last couple of years,
too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's a great guy. He'll certainly be able to give some of our post players some good advice and some good hints.
Now, another thing you were telling me, Don, off the air before we got rolling, is you're going to include Creighton in basically what you're doing. You believe you're charging everybody $40 a pop.
It's $40 per child. We're not doing this to make money. Basically, what we're doing is the money that we receive will cover our costs with respect to T-shirts, some various things that we've got in mind for the kids. Any monies that are left over will be split between the Creighton and the Hatnut basketball programs.
How important is it to keep a relationship going with Creighton?
It's perfect. Ian Clark and Ryan Tremblay have been nothing but supportive as well in everything, again, that we've tried to do over the last couple of years. They've got a great program running there. Ian's a great coach, moved up from the city last year. And it's always good to keep that little bit of rivalry going as well. We see each other a couple times throughout the year, and where we're the only two northern communities in this surrounding area, really, we get to play each other quite a bit. So,
and that helps because you go down to those big tournaments down south. These teams are playing each other all the time.
All the time. They play each other. They have 3-4 games a week. And that's why we've really got to try to keep ourselves up to speed so that when we do go down there, we're not overwhelmed.
Okay, so you mentioned the girls' camp is coming up the August 2nd weekend, the boys' camp the August 16th. When do you have to be registered by?
Deadline for registration is June 14th. What I've done is I've dropped applications off to McIsaac, Ruth Betts, and Creighton. So you'll be able to go to your main office there and ask for the application. When the application's filled out with the monies, they return them to the main office at the schools, and the schools have been good enough to hold on to those applications for me, and I'll be picking them up there. It is a cap of 40 players per camp, so it's a first-come, first-served basis. We're looking at grades 6, 7, and 8, but any grade 9s that apply, if the numbers allow us to take them, we certainly will. That's about it.
So basically, the first 40 kids that sign up for the grade 6, 7, 8s will be chosen first, and if there's any leftover spots to go with some grade 9s?
They will, correct.
Anything else, Don, that we need to mention from today?
No, that's about it. Again, thank you very, very much for allowing me to come on and get the information out there for the kids. I really hope that we do get the 40 per camp. It'll be a great time, a great way for the kids to learn some skills, have some fun, make some new friends, and have a great weekend.
And I guess all in all, just really looking to move the sport ahead. I mean, basically, I guess it's the whole gist of the whole idea.
Very much so. I mean, there's soccer camps for the kids this summer. There's softball on the go, what have you. But with respect to a basketball camp, there hasn't really been much like that the last couple of years since I've been here. So we wanted to give that opportunity to the kids.
And I'm assuming if all goes well, and it sounds like you've already got a number of kids that are interested, you're going to make it an annual thing?
We certainly are. This is a quote-unquote trial basis this summer with plans next summer to make it bigger and better. So.
And like you said, you've dropped up brochures at all the schools.
We have.
If they want information any other way, how do they go about getting it?
Yep, they can certainly give me a shout, 687-4804. Give me a call anytime. Leave a voicemail for me. I'll certainly return the phone calls. And any questions, they can certainly leave them there.
Don, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
That is Donnie Dyke, the head coach of the Hatnott Kings boys basketball team and one of course, the head instructors for the big basketball camp coming up here later in August. That's today's Norman Sportsline program.